Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Drinking During Business Hours. I'm Rich Chasler.
I'm Sarah Halstead, and we never, ever do interviews or recordings on Zoom. We always like to do it live in the cellar with our guests. However, it's just one of those rainy days in Los Angeles, and everyone's schedule is bonkers today, so...
We are via Zoom.
We're doing the via Zoom thing. And
not only are we doing via Zoom.
We're drinking.
We're drinking during somebody's business hours. And what are we drinking today?
Business hours, I'm sure. I mean, I'm working tonight. I have a show tonight.
We are drinking Lanson champagne.
I can't drink too much, but this is my second glass. Lanson champagne certified. This was the very first certified organic champagne in the world.
Wow.
And Lanson Champagne, they do a great job. They're one of the oldest, most prestigious champagne houses in the world.
Yes.
And they are certified organic biodynamic.
Right.
And they have this particular wine is a very low dosage. It's called Le Green. And the dosage is so low, which means very minimal sugar. And the less sugar, the less calories, which is why I like it.
Yes. And this is also... our very first broadcast, our first podcast as a married couple.
Yes. Yes. Hello, husband.
Hi, wifey. Now, a lot of you people who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that we've been engaged and we've been talking about the wedding. And we had the wedding.
We had the wedding. It happened. Planning it, I really did not like.
No. That is not fun.
It was a lot. but it ended up being, you know, amazing.
Yes.
One of the truly just exceeded expectations. And the best part for me was my family that came out from everywhere,
right.
Family and friends, which I wasn't expecting. We sent out invitations thinking maybe 50 people will come.
Right.
And double that.
Yeah, right? 100 people showed up. People
came to the Mulholland Tennis Club. And there was very... You know, we did all that planning, but we really, in hindsight, we didn't have to do much because the venue was just so stunning.
The venue was amazing. Big shout out to Chris, the manager up there, really went over and above the call of duty for us. And we just really, I mean, look, we ran into some snafus.
Yeah, we did.
We had some snafus.
Planning the wedding, and one of the things that happened, very last minute, our music.
Our band canceled.
they gave us like a week and a half notice. However, they had a very good excuse. They were ill and couldn't fly out. And I, you know, it's my cousin, and I hope he's well and thinking of you, cuz.
Right.
And I completely understand, but we had to, you know, scramble.
We had to scramble last minute, and
we found
an amazing band.
Could not have been luckier.
In fact, today's episode of Drinking During Business Hours is dedicated to this band and the guy who owns the company that supplied the band. And he really, really did commit and save us. Because as you guys know, whenever you go to an event, it doesn't matter what it is. It's all about the music.
It's all about the
music. You want the food to be decent, but you know, the bad music means bad night. And we got so lucky. We really, really, yes. Really did.
We did.
And
he's here. He's in the waiting room.
He's here. He's waiting for us to bring him on. And we're going to bring him on in just a minute. Was there anything else you needed to cover up front? Yeah. All the people that came to the wedding. We had people come in from all over the place. Seriously. Mexico City.
Mexico City.
Right.
Denver. New York, Miami. Michigan. So many.
Michigan. Northern California.
Yes.
I mean, people just flew in from everywhere. And I hope it's amazing what people will do for a free meal.
But it really, really touched me because I just didn't, my family, you know, they're, you know, and this was my second marriage and I just wasn't really sure if anybody would show up. And
show up. See?
And it was
I originally wanted to elope. And I said, no, your family will be had.
See, you know, never elope. If you can have a big wedding, have a big wedding.
If you can have a big wedding, go to Vegas.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Think about it.
Yeah. And so today, in honor of our marriage and our first podcast as a married couple, we're drinking champagne to celebrate. and
some champs.
Some champs. We hope you guys are having some champs with us. And we're going to bring our guest on right now. This gentleman who we are bringing on to the show, he is not only such a nice guy and such a consummate professional, decent person, but he saved our wedding.
I was going to say, I think I'm on the wrong Zoom. You were saying something nice about somebody. Must be... sorry to interrupt, whoever you are.
If you would, please give a round of applause, a very hearty welcome to our guest this week, Robbie Halpern.
So nice to see you guys. You look great, as is to be expected.
So do you. You're not in your wedding band.
Yeah, neither are you, right.
So I figured... Definitely have the way the conductor look.
Yes, right. The posture, the whole thing.
No, but you can absolutely. There's no doubt who the leader is.
I wasn't even the band leader there. I just stopped by.
And you sat in for a couple of tunes.
I did. Yeah, I was able to stop by and do that for you. We were best friends for like all of 14 days. So how could I not? Right.
Well, we're friends now. We're friends now. That's not ending.
I feel that.
So, for those of you listening, Robbie Halpern owns an amazing company called Spotlight Music, or Spotlight Productions is the umbrella company, and bands all over the country. So it doesn't really matter where you're listening from. If you're doing an event, your wedding, your kids' bar mitzvah, whatever it is, and you need a band, find Spotlight Music online and hit up Robbie. Tell him that you heard about him on Drinking During Business Hours.
Every event, I would imagine you can do every kind of event there is.
For sure. Yes, we've done a lot of banquets, a lot of corporate parties. We've done funerals, unfortunately. So pretty much anything that needs music, band, and DJ.
Hold on.
Yeah.
People hire a band to play a funeral?
Okay, so first you should know that there is a Louisiana tradition of having a second line. And as a Dead fan, you would love it. Whole horn thing going on. It's like celebration of life and passings. So there's that. But specifically, I was thinking one particular case. There's a famous composer, lyricist who passed away, and he had written something for Disney, a bunch of things for Disney, and there's one particular tune that he wanted. He was sort of in his will that he wanted that song at his funeral, so I provided the singer and a pianist to do that. But mostly we do happy occasions, so...
That's the way to do it. I love that.
Yeah. Robbie, you really came in and saved the day for our wedding.
Yes.
You really, really did. And, some people, we told the story right before we brought you in that our original band had to cancel because the band leader had health issues. And with about 11 days before the wedding,
right,
we were lucky enough to find you through a mutual friend of mine.
Right.
And a Facebook post.
Right.
And dude, you just loved it.
I will tell you from my perspective, what I saw was, oh, these people need help. Like the idea of suddenly losing your band last minute is nightmare. I mean, any band negative thing to me is a nightmare. And I feel very protective of people in general. And because you're friends of that friend and friends of another friend, you feel a friend of a friend. So I just needed help. So I decided to help you. So,
yes.
To stop, and because I know I can't even imagine what your schedule entails, someone of your position, and you're the owner of the company. And for you to take the time to say, okay, and corral what you did, it was like heroic.
It really was heroic. And you put together an incredible five-piece, it was one, two, three, yeah, it was five pieces.
Our musicians, a singer, yeah.
With an amazing singer, and the quality of these musicians was amazing. Their musical library was insane.
Mm.
Like, you guys,
anything. I mean, we gave you a long list of wish lists because we're just like, okay, well, you probably can't do this, but put it down and right.
Oh, yes, we can. Well, I feel very privileged to work with the quality of musicians that I work with. And I blame a lot on that I make it easy for them. I write out the orchestration so there's no guesswork. So that whole library is stuff that's in my wheelhouse to be able to use at any moment. But I just look for incredible musicians who are nice people, nice to work with, and we have a good time. So I've been able, and I do feel very lucky, very privileged to have a large family of musicians available, obviously, at a moment's notice. So, you know, it's sort of what I do. So it wasn't hard. I mean, 11 days is kind of a short time. Usually we have like a year, half a year, or a month. But you're not the – I've had shorter – I've had shorter windows, and so it's definitely possible. And I just knew you guys suddenly needed some help, and I realized I could do it. So,
Really, tell us a little bit, because I mean, you run this incredible company. You supply music all over the country for people, no matter where they are. You can have bands show up for their bride, for their wedding, their graduate, whatever it is.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How you started music and how you came to form this incredible company?
Right. Okay, good. So that's a great question. So I have a degree in music. So I've got all the background and all those things that are drinking. To your health. To your health.
Yeah. Oh, what are you drinking?
Mary. Yes. This is a Rasputin dark ale. It's one of my faves.
Well, we're glad you're drinking with us during somebody's business hours.
That's right.
Well, so how did
musician business hours? What's that?
Have you been a musician since a kid? I picture.
Oh yeah,
you were probably a prodigy.
Well, I started out wanting to be an actor, so I was a kid actor at like 12. But I was playing music since I was 6 or 7. I really fell in love with it around 11, 12. And then by the time I was 14, I was writing songs that meant a lot to me, and I really said, this is what I want to do. I want to do music because I liked acting. But in acting, you have to say somebody else's lines and be somebody else's emotions. And I realized if I write my own music, sing this, then I can do me. And that was very exciting. So,
wow, what an epiphany and so mature at 14. You know, to have that.
Right, up. Right. Well, mature, we all can ask my wife how well that maturity thing's going on. But
you ask mine.
The irony is that I now do covers mostly and not my own music, but I love it just as much because I really, really love music. And anybody, you asked a great question. I completely ignored it and I've lost the train of thought. How did we get to So I have this degree in music and fell into doing weddings. And I wasn't happy with the way I saw what wedding bands looked like. So I started doing orchestrating, writing out specific parts to all the different stuff, all the normal stuff. And then people would request abnormal stuff. And I would write that out. And then I developed this great library. And I was bringing gazillion books to each event. And that was just too unwieldy. And I realized I'm writing it on a computer. Why don't I display it on a computer? And there was no program that could do what I wanted it to do. So I wrote a program. And since then, I've been handing out tablets to all the bands. And you know, the set lists are there. People can ask for requests. And it's a quick search. And boom, any of my orchestrations come up. And they can transpose on the fly. So in case you want to sing it in a different key. And so that's kind of unique and
that's
fun.
That's insane.
So you're really,
it's pretty cool.
Tech savvy as well to be able to write.
I kind of learned it on the way. I was like, well, I kind of need to learn this. But anyway, that's a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of fun because I like details. So we've been able to go out of the country and I just bring the tablets and we bring as many or as few musicians as whatever the client wants and can afford. And then we pad with people who sight read and they sound like our band, regardless of where they are. We just did it in Georgia with my partner from New York, Ari, and everybody else was from Georgia. One of the singers I knew from LA, everybody else was new face.
Really?
And it was great. From the first song, it's like, oh, yep, sounds like my band. So I just knew it was going to be a good night. And so,
So you said you've gone to other countries. What other countries have you brought you this insane gift to?
Thank you. Paris, France was a good one. We've been to Puerto Rico. It's not a different country, but it's a very different feel. The Caribbean islands, Italy a couple times, Mexico a few times, Canada, Hawaii, also same country, but very okay. And of course, up and down California and St. Louis and, you know, New York, Texas. Wherever,
and you got every style of music from Latin.
Yeah, that's why people fly. It's because, like, fine, you can get a band locally who does funk or what does this their thing. But if you want a band that can do this, we were flown by the MGM Grand to the Bellagio Hotel for a Latin wedding where they, from Mexico, they brought all their, they like flew up all their guests on their Learjets or whatever. And they wanted authentic Latin music, but American music and Sinatra and Top 40. And MGM was like, well, we could hire three bands or we can just bring out Spotlight Music. So they brought us out and so.
You are literally the go-to. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it's and when you say you write out an orchestration,
yeah,
what is
yeah.
that mean exactly?
Oh, okay. So you could get a bunch of actors together and say, okay, I'd like you to improvise, right? Yeah. You're on. The topic is drinking during work hours and. Is that right? Work hours?
Something like business hours, but same thing.
Business hours, fine. Okay, and you're professor and you're a carpenter. Go, and the good actors will be able to improvise something,
right?
Or you could do what Shakespeare did, which is write out the lines ahead of time and have characters and development and a concept that goes. So what I'm doing with the music is I'm doing that, and I'm figuring. This is what the instruction is going to be. The trumpet's going to do this while the sax is doing that. And then we'll have a contrapuntal line in the bass and the drums are going to do this. And then there'll be a section to the singer. And here's a section to improvise. So you can open up here, but then, so it's within the structure. And that's what orchestration is.
So you're basically writing charts for each instrument.
Yeah. Yeah. And for each couple, because people will say, okay, I want this song at my ceremony. It's something that they heard of that we may not have heard of. And I look to see, well, who do they have at the ceremony? They've got a keyboardist and maybe a violin, or they've got two horns, or they've got whatever it is. And so I get to reorchestrate the music for what they have. And that's a lot of fun. So, for example,
so intense.
It's crazy.
And you have to have such a high aptitude in every capacity to just be able to have multi, like in your head, it's that's like the brain of Mozart, you know?
Well, I mean, honestly, there's different ways to approach it. I'm sure other people have their own ways to approach it, but this is the way I approach it. It works really well for me and for my clients. So I wouldn't say you have to be brilliant. I wouldn't say this, I am brilliant, but the way I like to work it is I like to be very hands-on and make the choices so I know ahead of time. Because I don't like nightmares. Like that's why I was so triggered when you said, "Yeah, we're getting married in 11 days, and my van's gone." Like, so I you know, these are my nightmares. So I like to take care of things like that. Same thing with the music. I want to know ahead of time what's it going to sound like if we've got this instrument with that instrument. So there's two videos posted on Instagram recently. One is of trio, and the bride said she wanted like a fairy woodland kind of feel, and I totally got it. And she had this great song, Bloom, and so I wrote it out for acoustic guitar. I played mandolin, and then my sax player, I had him play recorder, and it just like has this, you know, it captured that
ethereal sort of.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, minstrel kind of in the forest sort of, right. A feel. And then I had another wedding where they wanted a full symphony orchestra. So we did that, and that sounds like a classic, you know. And so to me, those were two of my favorite things in the recent few years. Completely different. One's 57 pieces, one is three. And I love them both equally. What's that, 57? Yeah. Yeah, with timpani and French horns, and I got to write all that out, and it was just an absolute.
Can you imagine?
Joy. It's like having a film soundtrack and being able to conduct it, and that was just a blast.
Oh my! So I have some questions, okay?
Oh, good.
First question I want to know is, what is the single most requested song from bride and grooms for their wedding. I mean, I have an idea in my head of what I think it might be. And remember, I gave you one specific instruction regarding our music and set lists and stuff. Do you remember what it was?
Well, knowing you, it was probably have fun with it. But not, no. There was a few songs you wanted. The first dance is a father-daughter dance, right? So, but you're thinking something specific.
No,
golden rule, no journey.
Oh, so funny. Well, so that's what I love, because this proves that everybody's different, because you'll have one person say no X and but yes Y, and the other person will say no Y but yes X, and then we got to custom make it so your thing is you, and then I have this like in my system, like if the band leader calls the wrong tune, it like flashes, no, do not call this tune, you know, step back away from Journey.
Exactly. There are other writing groups that are like, all Journey.
Right.
Yes.
Would you say is Don't Stop Believing the most requested on for most weddings? Do you play that a lot?
We play it a lot. It's not the most requested, but it's often sort of, it's often expected. And I have one particular singer. I have a singer who's got several Grammys for her jazz albums. She loves singing that song. She sings the heck out of it. So, yes.
So great.
Yeah, all your people, seriously.
Thank you.
That night, what really just overwhelmed me was her particular version of Evergreen, Barbara Streisand's Evergreen.
Mm.
And she sang it exactly like Barbara, but at the same time made it her own.
I love that. That's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect.
I mean, it was her, you know, and it just completely exceeded my expectations. We danced to it.
Yeah.
We had her sing it twice because
you don't even notice, but you just met the guy who wrote that song the other night. I introduced you to him.
Oh, yes.
How cool is that?
We did Charles Fox.
We went to see Charles Fox play, and Paul Williams was there.
Uh-huh.
Paul a little bit, and Paul wrote Evergreen, and it's
amazing.
Favorite songs.
That's so cool.
But I was just so impressed because there aren't a lot of vocalists that can pull that off.
She's an amazing vocalist. She can do like anything. She's like, oh, I can do the guy tunes too. That's fine. Oh, I can do it in that key. That's fine. And the funny thing about her is she's also just the purest, most wonderful person. And I'm sure when you say she made it her own, I'm sure some of that came through because she can't help it.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, she was great.
I've heard that five more times. A great video of it, and
yes,
okay.
Is it okay if we tag everyone in the video?
Oh, please, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We'll get the names from you if you want to send
tag away. Absolutely.
What was really funny was you guys started playing Evergreen. Sarah and I were making some table rounds. About three quarters of the way through the song, I'm like, we got to dance to this. And when we got to the dance floor, the song only had about maybe 90 seconds left. And at the end, I asked them to go back around, go back to the top.
Right. You got all the head. That's exactly right. Good job. Both of those are exactly correct.
Yep. And they did this. My arm in a row just went right back into it. And Sarah and I got to dance to Evergreen, which.
That's great.
There was a moment where I looked up. I tried to be present the entire time. It's hard to be present because it's a little overwhelming. It's so
full
and entertaining. And it's like. And
right,
you know, the spotlight, and it's very overwhelming.
Right,
but there was one point where I looked up, and everyone was on the dance floor, and they were jumping, and the lights were closed, and they're singing, and they're doing this with their arms, and everybody has their like crazy moves, and the kids being kids,
right. I saw some of those kids; they were just having some.
And the thing is, I can't say it enough times. You know, you guys really set the tone for an incredible evening. You really did. And you came in, you guys really, I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. You guys are like the heartbeat of a wedding. The band, as the food,
everything.
Usually is not so great at weddings. You know, did you eat a meal?
I had eaten before I came, but my band was very happy with the food. So
good, because I'm sure the band sometimes is sick of rubber chicken, and you know,
You know, they get what we call bandwiches. It's like the wet, soggy tuna fish thing from the week.
No, we gave you guys exactly what we served.
No, that's good clients. Every your friends take a hint from these guys. That's really important.
You know, we wanted
chicken seared rimsy.
Yeah, we wanted you guys to feel like you were part of the party.
And you succeeded. They definitely felt that way. I got feedback from the musicians. They both, you know, really connected with you both and really felt that love. And I appreciate that. And I was going to say that image you have of all your friends dancing and that energy, what I'm aware of and I'm excited about is that you're going to hold on to that. You're going to remember that. And when you think back to your wedding, you know, and that's and when you can key into the right music, the right feel that gets everybody on the dance floor, like what's the song that is going to get grandma and the 14-year-olds and everybody together, and that's what it is. It's like
Ernie. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not allowed, don't even
the band made everyone happy.
And yay,
set the tone for our entire wedding.
Right.
And not be more grateful. I'm so happy we found you.
Yeah, I mean, you really did a mitzvah. I mean, I want you to know that.
Forward to the continued relationship. We're going to have you for more events. You know, we produce regularly. We produce shows, but, you know. Right.
I'm happy to see you on a screen or in person or however we can.
There's no doubt about it. There's no one to ever even think about calling if you need a band music or anything. And we've told a million people about you. And, you know, we just like my goal is to get you so busy you have to say no to jobs.
We've been there, so I know what that's like. But I hate saying no because, you know, there's people who – I've been doing it long enough. I know what people need. And so I'd like to be able to give it to them. So
how long has Spotlight been around? How long have you
been? I created Spotlight Music in
for the better.
Right. Well, I created Spotlight Music in 2002. Before then, I'd been working with a partner and under different names. And I remember one of my favorite clients, I was like trying out names. Like, what do you think? Like, Gold Standard or whatever. And so I said, Spotlight Music. She goes, oh, that sounds festive. I really like that one, Spotlight Music. And so, that's what we went with. And we've ended up doing a bunch of events for them under Spotlight Music so they could feel kind of proud of it.
You guys are so pro. You even show up with those killer big band music stands that look like the,
The Spotlight. Yes, right. Full disclosure, I had a client recently that didn't want the big band look, and so we did more like tablet holders. So again, we like to be flexible around. But I do think that the big band style with the name on the things is very classy.
So
sometimes put the name of the bride and groom on it.
It's so classy. You know, I have to be honest. You know, again, we found you in a panic.
Right. You had no idea what you were getting.
We lost the band for people listening. We lost the band. I put a thing up on Facebook asking my friends, do you know a good wedding band? What I really wrote was, we lost our band. Does anybody know anyone who can help? People thought I was saying, we lost the wedding band.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Right, right.
People were like, what do you mean you lost the ribs?
Got another one.
a mutual friend of ours, Alan Finkelstein, said, call my buddy Robbie Halprin. And I didn't know what to expect. You sent me some video. I had looked at a lot of video from a lot of bands. She kept going, no.
We
saw your video, and right away I said, watch this. And she went, oh, wow, they're really good.
Nice.
But you sent me something that had like a 16-piece horns and a whole thing, and we could only go five. I didn't know. When we walked in from the ceremony and you guys had set up and I saw the big man set up with the thing, all that, I was like, oh my God, what?
Videos of guys who looked like Chris Farley. But it wasn't a joke. Like, they were serious.
Like they were, like, it was.
Mm-hmm. That hanging out and sweating. Oh, dear. Works even more tone deaf than what I just displayed. And I'm like, honey, you can't hear that they keep saying.
You're thinking, It's a we're both comedians. Do we want the wedding band to be part of the joke or
exactly?
My whole thing was when we decide, when I asked Sarah to marry me, we started talking about the wedding. I said, I only have one. That I don't care about the flowers. I really don't care about a lot of the stuff. Okay, but the one thing that I said, band, no DJ. I want to sit in and play with the band at my wedding.
Right.
Friends who are musicians, they may want to come up and sit in. You know, we had some celebrities there and they sing. And so, I said, I have to have a band and they have to have sit-ins. And that was the only thing that I really going to the mat on.
It's so interesting because I have clients that are like, oh, yeah, only band. I have clients that are, oh, yeah, only DJ. And I have clients that are like, can we do comedy show, be DJ band? Like, yeah. So everybody's got their own thing and needs to be respected. And everybody has really good reasons for what they choose. Like everything you said just made perfect sense. You got to be able to sit in. Your friends got to be able to sit in. And there's nothing better than when somebody from the wedding party that people know, especially the groom or the bride, sit in with the band. Everybody always freaks out and it's always a blast.
Everyone all of a sudden stopped dancing. They just gathered around the band to watch me play. Meanwhile, I haven't gotten one piece of video from anybody showing me playing.
Well, I have some video. I took some video. I got you. I got your back.
Save it over. I just love to see it.
Absolutely. Yes, got my back. I think I posted something on Instagram, and weren't you playing that one? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I hashtagged you guys.
I mean, and we didn't, you know, look, I'm a deadhead. Everyone knows that. I had Grateful Dead on the song list, you know.
Absolutely.
We're nice enough to bust out some dead stuff. And all my friends that were deadheads there were like,
no way.
Really?
Yes. It's great.
I need a mirror. Oh, that's so funny.
Look, you guys played, out of the whole night, you guys played three dead tunes for me. And that was fine because it was surrounded with all kinds of other amazing
stuff.
Music we love. Not just Grateful Dead. But when I came up to play, we didn't play Grateful Dead.
That's right.
Michael Jackson. We played Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Because you know why? Because you jumped into a dance set, and we're not going to be playing. I mean, I thought like Avi, Aiko, and the dance set, but I wasn't really sure it was going to work. It depends on the crowd and stuff like that. But yeah, you jumped into a dance set, and it was that dance set where we were playing that great R&B stuff. And
it was fantastic. You guys, thank you, man. It was, again, you know, we wanted to be part of the party. You know, you talk to people when they get married, and very often they'll say, truth, I don't remember a lot of my wedding because I was so wrapped up with the guests and
all
the wedding. And that was not going to happen. We ate what everybody ate.
Yeah.
We made sure that we were part of the event just like everybody else, and we were on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Good. That's so important because you get one shot at this. You might as well be present. And that's wonderful that you
grow with it. For the record, I have to really commend you. Now, you and I are Mishpucha. Sarah's Mishpucha. I get it. But I'm sure not everyone in the band is. However, seriously.
I don't understand what you meant. Go ahead. All right.
One of the best choruses.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got it.
I have ever heard from any band at any bar mitzvah, any wedding. Ever.
Because most bands look at that kind of music as the boring polka we have to get through. And I've heard some great American bands slaughter Jewish music, but the way we put as much love into that as we do with our Latin stuff and our international stuff and American stuff. And if you approach it like this is, I love unique ethnic things. Always have, no matter what it is. Like we've got a Korean tea ceremony up on our website. I just love people being able to express their identities. And so we're going to throw as much care into the orchestration and love into that as we do everything else. Because if you're going to do it, you should, do it with your full heart. And
you guys do, seriously. And that really trickles down from you to everybody who's working for you. Because all of them, everyone was present. Nobody bored. Nobody phoned in.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Right. So yeah, the orchestration's helping. It makes it easier for the musicians. They don't have to guess like, am I next note going to sound good or not? It's like, no, that note fits in with everything else going on all over the band. And also I just use guys and gals who are just great musicians. They love what they do. And we have a good time together. Good people too.
Where did you study music?
I studied music at USC.
Wow.
Studied music. I got a bachelor of music. Emphasis in composition and theory. And we studied classical and jazz. And then we did these huge, great rock shows outside that were like, you know, times of rock and roll, like going through history and stuff like that. And
really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And I wrote out some of the orchestrations for that. I was writing orchestrations since like junior high school. So this is part of what I really love to do.
That's so nice to see someone who is living their dream. To meet someone who actually had a dream that it came to fruition, and you're doing it, you're running your business.
Right. So it's funny you should say that, because one of the things I posted from your wedding on my Instagram channel was a picture I saw on the wall. If you walk back like towards the kitchen area and the tennis club where you guys got married, there's these pictures of these great famous people, including one of my my guiding light musically was James Taylor. That's what I grew up with. I still listen to him all the time. And there's this great picture of him. And so I posted, you know, on Instagram, look who's on my gig the other night. But, but my dream was to be like that, like a singer-songwriter. So that was the original dream. And it's like, oh, I'll do, but I found that there's just some advantage of what I fell into, because there's an advantage to not having to concentrate. I mean, I love still doing my own music when I can, but there's an advantage to having the spotlight not on me, but on, that's why it's spotlight music. It's on you guys, on the bride and groom or the family or the event or the gala, whatever's happening. If we can do the right, if the music can be in service of putting the spotlight on that thing you're trying to create, then that is a whole other different kind of privilege that I kind of lucked out into falling into. I didn't expect, but
you know, you have such a big, beautiful heart, and you really are just such. You really are. I know you're very humble, and I appreciate that. But you really have this wonderful, open, generous air about you. Mm. And as an artist, it's something that is an invaluable trait to have, because as artists, we share.
Mm.
You know, that's what we do.
Right.
Well, you just really, it all trickles down to the people that work with you, because, I mean, you guys are just, everyone was so wonderful, and you really showed up in a way that was just light years above what I was expecting.
Thank you so much.
And, you know,
Everyone. If you're planning a wedding, if you're planning a corporate event or a cool red carpet event.
Or a Friday night party, you want a band.
Or if you're planning your goddamn death.
Yes.
Spotlight.
Paul Robbie at Spotlight. Tell him. Yes. And so, Robbie, we have 2 minutes before the Zoom's going to shut off. How do people find you quickly?
Okay, spotlightmusic.com is the easiest way. SpotlightMusic.com. Right. Phone number is 310-204-5577. Instagram, Spotlight Music LA. YouTube, Spotlight Music 310. spotlightmusic.com is probably the easiest way. Or, you know, just send a quick text to Drinking During Business Hours. And I'm sure
we will get a hold of them. And our listeners know you can always email us at drinkingduringbusinesshours@gmail.com.
Yes.
Sarah, they find you.
I'm at Sarah Halstead everywhere.
And I'm at Rich Chasler everywhere, always. Yes. And I will say this one more time before we sign off. Spotlight Music. Spotlight Music. Spotlight Music.
Did you mention we sing in 12 different languages, so we like going to different countries to show
Robbie,
that up?
You really made our wedding so special and so much fun, and people are still talking about it, and I can't thank you for that.
Good. My pleasure. You guys are the best. Let's be in touch.
We adore you. We will see you soon. You. And by the way, if you want to come to the Improv tonight to see Sarah at the Improv, let us know. Sarah will be at the Improv performing tonight. And you and your wife are comped in.
We would love to. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Take care, Robbie.
See you soon.
Take care, everyone.